You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good morning and welcome to the Our Wireless Connection radio broadcast. Thank you for joining us today. Let's go directly into prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you that you are the God of the suddenlies. Lord God, we thank you that you will show us your glory during this radio broadcast and in every aspect of our lives. Lord God, we know that the glory of God is the presence of God, the power of God, and the goodness of God, and we receive that now in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, God, for your divine, supernatural intervention in the lives of your people, God, as we stand in agreement, God, that every need is met, every affliction is healed, your people are made whole. And God, in this season of the suddenlies, we desperately reach out to you, Lord God, in the prayer of agreement, saying, God, let it be so. Let it be now. Let it be suddenly in our lives in Jesus' mighty name. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting at verse 51, in the New King James Version, it says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." In Jesus' name, Lord God, bless the reading of your word. Let it accomplish all it's been sent out to do. And we see in verse 52 that in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, we shall be changed. The twinkling of an eye, the suddenly, the ultimate sudden moment in the twinkling of an eye. And as we're reaching out to God and looking at different aspects of his word with regard to suddenlies, to me, this would be the ultimate sudden event in a twinkling of an eye. How much more sudden, how much more of a suddenly can be manifested than in a twinkling of an eye? What is the twinkling of an eye? A flickering of light. Light shining with just a quick vibration. Just a flicker. And in that moment, according to the Bible, it says, the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised, incorruptible, and we shall be changed. I ask you this morning, is that not a God who is able to perform, to manifest the suddenly in the lives of his people? Just to reiterate some of the scriptures that we've been standing on, 2 Chronicles 29:36 says, "And Hezekiah rejoiced, and all the people, for the thing was done suddenly." Isaiah 48:3 says, "I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass." What a suddenly, what a sudden moment, what a demonstration it will be. What a mystery of a suddenly, the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. That trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, God, for your divine, supernatural intervention, Lord, in our lives. From Genesis through Revelation, we see that you're the God of the now, the God of the immediate, the God of this moment, the God who's able to intervene and transform and change and heal and deliver the people of God, even God, that we are changed incorruptible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Raised incorruptible in a twinkling of an eye. Glory to God. Hallelujah, God. And so, God, as we're crying out to you this morning, God, show us your glory. Show us, Lord God, in our lives, a twinkling moment that flicker of light. Let it impact our lives, God, for your glory. And as we cry out to you, show us your glory. We ask you, God, to also use us for your glory, that you might be glorified, Lord God. Use our lives, use every aspect of our being, use our words, Lord God, that your kingdom come and your will would be done on this earth in Jesus' mighty name. For the word of the Lord is eternal. 1 Peter 1:25 says, "But the word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word which was preached to you." Psalm 119, verse 89 says, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." Psalm 119, 160 says, "The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous ordinances is everlasting." Psalm 111, verse 8 says, "They are upheld forever and ever. They are performed in truth and uprightness." Psalm 33, verse 11 says, "The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart from generation to generation." We know from the word of God that God's word stands eternal, that this God who invented the sudden intervention of God, this God that created the now faith, this God that intervenes in the affairs of his people, his word stands forever. It is truth, not to be denied, not to be set aside, not to be handled carelessly. We know in the book of Job, it says in chapter 42, starting at verse 7, it says, "And so it was, after the Lord had spoken these words to Job, that the Lord said to Eliphaz and Temanite, 'My wrath is aroused against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. Now therefore, take for yourselves 7 bulls and 7 rams, go to my servant Job and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will accept him, lest I deal with you according to your folly, because you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has.' So Eliphaz and Temanite and Bildad, the Shuhite, and Zophar and Nemanite went and did as the Lord commanded them. For the Lord had accepted Job, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." Lord, bless the reading of your word. Let it accomplish all it's been sent out to do. And my question this morning is, what are you speaking today concerning the Lord? For we've been discussing that the glory of God is the presence of God, the power of God, and the goodness of God. And let's ask ourselves this morning, this word of God that endures forever, this word of God that promises healing, deliverance, and the manifestation of the divine intervention of God, is it being hindered in any way, shape, or form by the words that we're speaking? Lord, we repent if that's the case. Lord God, forgive us. Lord God, as we've been crying out to you, God, show us your glory. Lord God, come into our lives, God, even in the twinkling of an eye, oh God. Change situations and circumstances. In Jesus' name we pray. God, in a moment, in a suddenly, in a now kind of timing, Lord God, we ask you to transform the lives of your people, God, in Jesus' mighty name. We're standing in agreement, Lord God, that all of us, Lord God, will receive a sudden manifestation of your goodness during this season of the suddenlies, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There are many in the Bible who were afflicted, many who suffered and were in desperate situations. Perhaps that's you today. In Mark chapter 5, verses 25 through 34 in the Modern English Version, it says, "And a certain woman had a hemorrhage for 12 years and had suffered much under many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was not better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, she came in the crowd behind him and touched his garment, for she said, 'If I may touch his garments, I shall be healed.' And immediately her hemorrhage dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. At once Jesus knew within himself that power had gone out of him. He turned around in the crowd and said, 'Who touched my garments?' His disciples said to him, 'You see the crowd pressing against you, And you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done it. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the entire truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Glory to God. God bless the reading of your holy word. Let it accomplish all it's been sent out to do. We worship you this morning. We magnify your name, God. We thank you, Father, for afflictions, Lord, being healed this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. An affliction is a problem, an illness, something causing pain or suffering. It's trouble, it's burden, it's distress, harassment, it's worry, it's oppression, it's torment, it's pester, it's plague, blight, smite, it's curse. But in Mark chapter 5, verses 25 through 34, all those things that sum up an affliction can be healed in a moment. Even this morning, as desperately seeking out to God this morning, we can look at this scripture, we can look at this chapter and see this woman out of money, situation growing worse, desperate. What does she do? Are you out of money? Is your situation growing progressively worse? Has it come to the point of desperation? She had spent all her money on physicians. That was the order of the day, and I think it still is in 2018. First and foremost, people going to the physicians that are on the earth, but there's a great physician that we're calling upon this day in the mighty name of Jesus. We're asking God for the sudden manifestation of your healing power, your glory, Lord God, to touch your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Stop the hemorrhaging, God. Stop the hemorrhaging, Lord God, in the lives of your people. For the thief coming but to steal, kill, and destroy, from John 10:10, we bind him up now in the mighty name of Jesus. We command the hemorrhaging in our lives to stop, Lord God. And we call forth the abundant life from John 10:10 in the name of Jesus. In fact, we make a declaration that we are no longer out of money. That situation shall no longer grow worse. And we're coming out of desperation into the answers of prayer. Because why? The suddenly, the immediate, the twinkling of an eye, intervention of the divine supernatural God moving in the lives of his people. And we receive it now in Jesus' name. In fact, God, we stand in agreement one for another that that desperate situation and circumstance must turn. It must turn. Why? Because we know the goodness of God. Hallelujah. We're not the friends of Job speaking wrongly about the character of God. No. And if we have done that, God, we repent. But God, we call you out now as the good God that you are in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Intervene in the lives of your people. Excuse me. In Mark chapter 9, 1 through 8 in the Message translation, it says, then he drove it home by saying, this isn't pie in the sky by and by. Some of you who are standing here are going to see it happen, see the kingdom of God arrive in full force. 6 days later, three of them did see it. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain. His appearance changed from the inside out right before their eyes. His clothes shimmered, glistening white, whiter than any bleach could make them. Elijah, along with Moses, came into view in deep conversation with Jesus. Peter interrupted, Rabbi, this is a great moment. Let's build three memorials. One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. He blurted this out without thinking, stunned as they all were by what they were seeing. Just then, a light, radiant cloud enveloped them, and from deep in the cloud, a voice. This is my son, marked by my love. Listen to him. The next minute, the disciples were looking around, rubbing their eyes, seeing nothing but Jesus, only Jesus. Lord, bless the reading of your holy word. Let it accomplish all it's been sent out to do. And God, we see from here, there was a next minute, a suddenly. In this chapter, Lord God, the disciples were looking around, rubbing their eyes, seeing nothing but Jesus, only Jesus. And so this morning, God, Lord God, we choose only to see Jesus in the situations and circumstances, Lord God, of our lives in Jesus' mighty name. Only you, Jesus. Only you, Jesus, our chief physician, Lord God, the head physician. We put you first, Lord God, and you guide and you lead your people, God, to those earthly physicians, Lord God, that you would have them to see. Lord God, Lord God, we understand, God, that even in the year 2018, that you do use earthly physicians. But God, it's a matter of honoring you and putting you first. And so, God, you guide and you lead your people today in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Lord God, we choose this morning to touch you, to touch the hem of your garment, to desperately cry out to the name of Jesus. For God, you know, Lord God, the answer. You, God, you know, Lord God, what's needed for every situation and circumstances. And so, God, we cry out and say, show us your glory, God. Let us hear the sound of your voice. Direct, guide, and lead your people this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 13 in the Message translation. He was teaching in one of the meeting places on the Sabbath. There was a woman present, so twisted and bent over with arthritis that she couldn't even look up. She had been afflicted with this for 18 years. When Jesus saw her, he called over to her, "Woman, you're free." He laid hands on her, and suddenly she was standing straight and tall, giving glory to God. And so, Father, we ask you to bless the reading of your word. Let it accomplish all it's been set out to do. And God, as you called out and you spoke to her and you said, "Woman, you're free," we speak right now out of your word, Lord God, to each person listening. You are free in the name of Jesus. He laid hands on her and suddenly she was standing straight and tall. And so, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bind, rebuke, and cast out anything, God, that's keeping us from standing straight and tall and giving glory to God in the name of Jesus. For God, you are the divine supernatural intervener, and we call upon your name. We reach out to touch you this morning, oh God, mighty, mighty, mighty God. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in Jesus' mighty name. Standing straight, standing tall, giving glory to God. Hallelujah. We worship you this morning, God. For God, you are the God that arrives, God, in full force. Lord God, in Mark chapter 9, starting in verse 1, it said that the kingdom of God arrived in full force. Lord God, let your power, your glory, impact our lives, God, in full force. Lord God, we cry out to you, Lord God. Don't hold back, Lord God. Let that sudden manifestation of the glory of God arrive in full force upon each life. That your healing power overflow us, Lord God. Lord God, there are people asking you, God, for direction, God. Direction in ministry. Direction, Lord God, on how to deal with children, Lord God, in their upbringing, Lord God. Even to deal with teenagers, Lord God, and the problems that they face, God. But let the sudden impact of the glory of God come full force, God, to each life, God, as we hear your voice and obey in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We magnify your name. Psalm 27 in the Message translation says, light, space, zest. That's God. So with him on my side, I'm fearless, afraid of no one and nothing. When vandal hordes ride down ready to eat me alive, those bullies and toughs fall flat on their faces. When besieged, I'm calm as a baby. When all hell breaks loose, I'm collected and cool. I'm asking God for one thing, only one thing, to live with him in his house my whole life long. I'll contemplate his beauty. I'll study at his feet. That's the only quiet, secure place in a noisy world. The perfect getaway far from the buzz of traffic. God holds me head and shoulders above all who try to pull me down. I'm headed for this place to offer anthems that will raise the roof. Already I'm singing God's songs. I'm making music to God. Listen, God. I'm calling at the top of my lungs. Be good to me. Answer me. When my heart whispered, seek God, my whole being replied, I'm seeking him. Don't hide from me now. You've always been right there for me. Don't turn your back on me now. Don't throw me out. Don't abandon me. You've always kept the door open. My father and mother walked out and left me, but God took me in. Point me down your highway, God. Direct me along a well-lighted street. Show my enemies whose side you're on. Don't throw me to the dogs, those liars who are out to get me, filling the air with their threats. I'm sure now I'll see God's goodness in the exuberant earth. Stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit. I'll say it again. Stay with God. Lord, bless the reading of your holy word. Let it accomplish all it's been sent out to do. And we learn so much from Psalm 27 as David is speaking to the Lord. And no matter what's going on around him, no matter what has come to besiege him, he says, I am calm as a baby. He says, when all hell breaks loose, I am collected and I am cool. He's focused on his relationship with God. He says, I'm asking God for one thing. Although all hell is breaking loose, he says, I'm asking God for one thing and only one thing, to live with him in his house my whole life long. Lord God, let it be known today. Let it be known that you are our priority and we seek you first, our relationship with you, O God. To live with him in his house my whole life long. He says then, God, David says, I'll contemplate his beauty. I'll study at his feet. That's the only quiet, secure place in a noisy world. Lord God, we need you. We cry out to you. God, he said in verses 7 through 9 in the Message translation, listen, God, I'm calling at the top of my lungs. And God, people have been whispering you to you and calling out to you at the top of their lungs, saying, God, answer me, let me hear from you. David said, be good to me and answer me. And God, we know that you're a good God and acknowledge you as so today in Jesus' mighty name. And so, God, be good to us, Lord God. Shower down your goodness, Lord God, your glory, your presence, power, and goodness in Jesus' mighty name and answer your people, God. Answer their prayers. Let them hear from you, God, an instruction, Lord God. Lord God, if they have deviated from the path that you've laid out for them today, I ask you to put them back on the path, Lord God, in perfect alignment with your perfect will in Jesus' mighty name. David was seeking God, crying out, God, I seek you. I'm seeking you, God. Don't hide from me, God. Lord God, we ask you, don't hide from us, oh God. We seek you wholeheartedly today in Jesus' mighty name. God, even though father and mother may forsake us, Lord God, you always take us in. You always keep the door open. That's according to your word in Psalm 27. Lord, you're a good God. Keep us on the God highway, God. Keep us on the God well-lighted street, O God. Show our enemies whose side you're on, O God. For the thief cometh but to kill, steal, and destroy, God. But in the name of Jesus, we speak divine turnaround. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we command that thing to turn in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Verses 13 and 14, I'm sure now I'll see God's goodness in the exuberant earth. Stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit. I'll say it again. Stay with God. That's reading out of Psalm 27, the Message translation. And so I pray right now for the listening audience, oh God, that we would always stay with God. We would always take heart. We would always refuse not to quit. That we'll always stay with you, God, on track with you, on the God path, on the God well-lit street, Lord God, on the God highway, in Jesus' mighty name. For on that highway, it's lit up by the glory of God. Hallelujah. His presence, his power, and his goodness in the name of Jesus. Don't let any friends of Job come and tell you that he is not good, for he is good. He delivers the afflicted. He sets them free. They reach out to him in a crowd and touch his garment. He stops everything to turn around and say, who touched me? We reach out to you, God, today in faith. And God, as you have said, restoration, restoration, restoration. This morning, God, according to Joel 2, verses 25 through 26, you said, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And so, Father God, according to Joel chapter 2, 25 through 26, we speak restoration, restoration, restoration in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah 30 verse 17 says, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. But according to Jeremiah 30 verse 17, we speak restoration, restoration, restoration. Your health be restored unto you in the name of Jesus. Restoration of all the years the locust hath eaten in the name of Jesus. Restoration of all the cankerworm hath eaten in the name of Jesus. Restoration of everything the caterpillar and palmer worm hath eaten in the name of Jesus. Be restored. We stand in agreement. Restoration, restoration, restoration. God of the good God, God of the glory, God of the restoration. Glory to God, have your way. Psalm 51, verse 12. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. And so, Lord, we thank you, God, for restoration of the joy of our salvation in the name of Jesus. The enemy came to steal joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. But this morning, God, we ask for divine supernatural turnarounds for those, Lord God, that feel weak, Lord God, from the past seasons of pain and sorrow, Lord God, things that have tormented them, Lord God, from the past season. Lord God, let the joy come now in the name of Jesus. Restoration of joy, restoration of joy, restoration of joy in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 61 verse 7 says, for your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. And so I speak restoration and double in the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 3, 19 through 21. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we repent of anything, Lord God, that would stop the times of refreshing or stop the double manifestation of restoration in the name of Jesus. And we call forth restoration, restoration, restoration in the name of Jesus. Job 42:10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Double, double, twice as much. In Jesus' mighty name, restoration, restoration, restoration. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. We worship you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. We bless and magnify your name. You're worthy to be praised, God. Let the restoration of God come forth in our lives in Jesus' mighty name. Perhaps this morning you say, I do not know the God of the Bible. I do not understand this God of that restores the goodness of God, the glory of God. This morning, God, we come before you lifting up those in this listening audience that don't know you, and pray, God, that you would make yourself known to them. Lord God, that you would become real in their lives, Lord God. We ask you to speak to them. We ask you to touch their lives, Lord God, for your glory. We ask, God, that every person that participates, every person that's part of the Our Wireless Connection radio audience, God, use us for your glory during this time of harvest, during this time of revival, Lord God. Use your people mightily. Lord God, cause them, God, to lay hands on the sick that they might recover in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you, God, give those that operate in the prophetic, God, increase, Lord God, to prophesy in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, God, for upgrades. We thank you that you're the God of the restoration. We thank you, God, Lord God, that you would touch people's lives. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, would you pray for me? Heavenly Father, I come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive me of my sins. Be Lord over my life. Be my Savior today in Jesus' mighty name.